part 4, you will hear an interview with a famous writer. For questions 1 through 11, complete the sentences as shown in the example, 0. You may write one word only. Write the word exactly as you hear it. You will hear the recording twice.
Today in the studio, we have an author of many well-known novels, Mr. Terry Pratchett. Terry Pratchett got his first short story published when he was 13 years old. In 1983, he wrote his first Discworld novel, The Color of Magic, and that changed his life. Up until now, he has written more than 20 Discworld novels, and there's more to come. Mr. Pratchett, how did you become a writer?
Well, I wrote a story and sent it off to a magazine, and they paid me some money. It was as simple as that. I mean, there wasn't any kind of agonizing. I just did it.
Was writing something that you had in mind from early on?
No. I wanted to be an astronomer, because I thought that being an astronomer meant that you could stay up late at night looking at the stars. Then I found out that really you spent your time doing mathematics, and I've never been any good at maths. After I sold a few stories while I was a kid, I thought it would be quite nice to be a writer, but I realised it would be almost impossible. I mean, you can't set out to be a writer, so I got a job as a reporter on a local newspaper so I could make a living out of writing. I could make a definite living. I would be very, very suspicious of someone that just left school or university and suddenly became a writer. I think becoming a writer happens in the same way. I think a writer is something you evolve into, not something you set out to become.
And what was the first book you wrote?
The first book was called The Carpet People. I wrote it when I was 17. It was published when I was 20. I was so ignorant about how you do this sort of thing that I looked up publishers in the local telephone book and just sent it to the nearest one.
And was it accepted straight away?
Yes, it was accepted straight away.
So, when did you have the idea for Discworld, and what inspired it?
Well, the physical shape of it is based on one of those myths of mankind. The idea that the world is flat and goes through space on the back of a giant turtle is one of the great commonplace myths of the world. I feel that I've always known about that. I think I must have found it in books on astronomy when I was a kid. It features a lot in Hindu mythology, for example. I just chose that because it was a naturally ridiculous world. I didn't think about it very much. I knew about the mythology, and I just wanted a crazy world to set things on. The crazier the better, because I wanted the people to be quite normal, but I wanted the world to be crazy.
Now, did it become more difficult to come up with ideas as the series went on?
No. That was a short answer. You've got to remember that for an author, ideas are nothing. Ideas are as free as the air. The things that make a book work are far more complicated and to do with characterization and things like that.
And what, in your opinion, makes your book so successful?
I honestly don't know. If I think about it, I come up with a different answer every day. I'm not sure if it's the kind of question you should ask me. It's like asking the man on the tightrope how he keeps his balance. The last thing you want him to do is to start thinking about it, because then he's going to fall off. I think one of the cornerstones is that people are slightly more intelligent than they look. I don't think the education system is quite what it's cracked up to be, and people are doing a lot of educating themselves from television and out of papers and odds and ends, like I did.
Well, thank you very much, and we're all waiting for your next novel to be published.
Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Today in the studio, we have an author of many well-known novels, Mr. Terry Pratchett. Terry Pratchett got his first short story published when he was 13 years old. In 1983, he wrote his first Discworld novel, The Color of Magic, and that changed his life. Up until now, he has written more than 20 Discworld novels, and there's more to come. Mr. Pratchett, how did you become a writer?
Well, I wrote a story and sent it off to a magazine, and they paid me some money. It was as simple as that. I mean, there wasn't any kind of agonizing. I just did it.
Was writing something that you had in mind from early on?
No. I wanted to be an astronomer, because I thought that being an astronomer meant that you could stay up late at night looking at the stars. Then I found out that really you spent your time doing mathematics, and I've never been any good at maths. After I sold a few stories while I was a kid, I thought it would be quite nice to be a writer, but I realized it would be almost impossible. I mean, you can't set out to be a writer, so I got a job as a reporter on a local newspaper so I could make a living out of writing. I could make a definite living. I would be very, very suspicious of someone that just left school or university and suddenly became a writer. I think becoming a writer happens in the same way. I think a writer is something you evolve into, not something you set out to become.
And what was the first book you wrote?
The first book was called The Carpet People. I wrote it when I was 17. It was published when I was 20. I was so ignorant about how you do this sort of thing that I looked up publishers in the local telephone book and just sent it to the nearest one.
And was it accepted straight away?
Yes, it was accepted straight away.
So when did you have the idea for Discworld, and what inspired it?
Well, the physical shape of it is based on one of those myths of mankind. The idea that the world is flat and goes through space on the back of a giant turtle is one of the great commonplace myths of the world. I feel that I've always known about that. I think I must have found it in books on astronomy when I was a kid. It features a lot in Hindu mythology, for example. I just chose that because it was a naturally ridiculous world. I didn't think about it very much. I knew about the mythology, and I just wanted a crazy world to set things on. The crazier the better, because I wanted the people to be quite normal, but I wanted the world to be crazy.
Now, did it become more difficult to come up with ideas as the series went on?
No. That was a short answer. You've got to remember that for an author, ideas are nothing. Ideas are as free as the air. The things that make a book work are far more complicated and to do with characterization and things like that.
And what, in your opinion, makes your book so successful?
I honestly don't know. If I think about it, I come up with a different answer every day. I'm not sure if it's the kind of question you should ask me. It's like asking the man on the tightrope how he keeps his balance. The last thing you want him to do is to start thinking about it, because then he's going to fall off. I think one of the cornerstones is that people are slightly more intelligent than they look. I don't think the education system is quite what it's cracked up to be, and people are doing a lot of educating themselves from television and out of papers and odds and ends, like I did.
Well, thank you very much, and we're all waiting for your next novel to be published.
Thank you.
This is the end of part 4 and the end of the pilot test of the Lithuanian National Examination of English of 2010.
Klausimo testo pabaiga.